As you know, yesterday there was discussion mainly on the harmonization of the agenda for the meeting. Well, usually the facilitators of IGAD were General Lazarus Chambeyo and former Foreign Minister of Ethiopia, Seyoum Massin. They had to facilitate the process. So what happened, the people had to agree, both sides have to agree on the agenda. And then its harmonization is supposed to be done this morning when the two delegations meet. I think they have yet not agreed on the items of the agenda. I think that must have been the difficulty. Once that is overcome, then the talks will proceed. Yeah.
Have you any idea how long these talks are expected to continue for? I understand that there's no timeline yet.
They will continue and as long as until the solution is found to the crisis. That is the purpose of these talks, is to find a political settlement on this issue, on the issue of the crisis now. So I cannot give you a definite time that it is within 48 hours or within what. You cannot always say that. They end when people have agreed. So on the side of the government, there is a determination that we must find a political solution to this problem.
Until then, there will be no ceasefire. Am I correct there?
Yeah, the cessation of hostilities had to be agreed upon. If that is not agreed upon, of course, the armed forces of the Republic of South Sudan have the right to maintain the law and order in the country. That is a constitutional requirement. It is the other side, the forces of Riyad, together with the White Army. We are ordinary civilians that have joined him in attacking government positions. So the government is just protecting the institutions of the country. What I would like to point out, that Juba is under complete control of the government. It is quiet. The outskirts of Juba are absolutely in control of the government. Only you find in Bor, where the actual fighting is going on, which is 300 kilometers from Juba. So the Juba is not threatened in any way by the rebel forces.